This week's issue of Billboard magazine puts neo-soul singer Usher in some very good company. He joins the Beatles and the Bee Gees as one of the only artists to place three songs in the top 10 at the same time. Confessions Part 2 enters at number 9, while his former chart topper, Yeah, stands at number 4, and the current number 1 song in the land is called Burn. Silvio Pietroluongo manages the Hot 100 chart for Billboard magazine. He joins us from New York. Thanks for your time, Silvio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the Beatles did it in the 60s. The Bee Gees did it in the 70s. What is this? Is Usher's feat really the kind of once-in-a-decade sort of phenomenon?
Well, other artists have had three songs in the top 10 in a way over the past couple of years, actually. Ashanti and 50 Cent appeared in the top 10 with three records. However, at least one of those songs was a guest appearance on someone else's record. I mean, Usher is the first since the Bee Gees to do that, and it's a very rare occurrence for it to happen.
Yeah. So what is the climate now that allows the same artists to keep showing up in the top 10?
Well, the chart's different than it was even a decade ago. We track airplay from various different formats, whereas in the past it was only relegated to one, top 40.
Hmm.
Once a record starts at R&B and it's making its way at top 40, it's sort of peaking at different formats at different times. So the airplay is still strong among various formats, and it causes the song to stay on the chart a little longer than it used to.
Is the radio climate different than it was when the Beatles were making records and the Bee Gees were in the top 10?
Well, a lot has changed with radio since then. It's a little bit more controlled, but even though the critics would say there's less music being played nowadays or it's harder to get on the radio, then you have somebody like Usher or Kanye West or some of the rock acts that once they are proven to be artists that people love, radio will play their music and play a lot of it. So in a way, it's not that much different from when the Beatles were out in the 60s when they were such a phenomenon that they had the top 5 songs on the Hot 100 in a given week.
Hmm. So what do you think? Do you think Usher will be as defining an artist as the Beatles were or the Bee Gees in their generation?
I'll give you the cliche time will tell answer. You know, he's had quite a track record since 97, 98. He's had 5 number one records on the Hot 100 already, 2 from this current album. He does have the possibility to be an artist who's here for the long haul because he does blend, you know, true R&B music with some current hip-hop elements. And it's really picking up well across different demographics of listeners and music consumers.
Silvio Pietroluongo manages the Hot 100 chart for Billboard magazine, and he joined us from his office in New York. Silvio, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Have a great holiday weekend.